Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, so let me get this right. So it's really like our body clocks, it's really 5:05 right now, right?
Right.
Okay.
But now it's in real time. It's 6:05.
Right. It's 6:05 right now, but it's 5:05 body time. And then, of course, it feels like 5:05 outside because it's just dark. Like,
right.
Like it's like midnight dark.
Yeah, my brain is saying, wait a second, why are we awake right now? We should be in bed.
I got up at 3 o'clock and I was like, something doesn't feel right. Like, I just didn't feel right. And then I looked at my phone and I was like, all right, it says 3, but is it really 2 or is it really 4?
Oh, I had to do that too.
I didn't know. I was like, is it 2 or is it 4? It's one or the other. No, it's 3,
and
right?
And the oven clock wasn't the same, so I was like, wait a second. I need to know, am I going in an hour early to work or am I an hour late? What is going on?
I hate doing this, but I found this article, this real quick article about things that'd be better if we did this year-round, like if we didn't flip the clocks back twice a year. All right. First off, they said that crime would decrease because criminals like darkness. All right.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so think about it because it's going to be lighter later, and they won't like that. All right. Energy will be saved because when the sun's out later, there's less demand for energy, lights and stuff like that.
Right.
And then also, our sleep wouldn't get messed up twice a year. We would be in the same circadian rhythm all year round, and we wouldn't have to do this twice a year.
Okay, this list is making me wonder why we even change it.
I know.
This sounds like a great life. Less crime. We don't have to use as much energy.
We stay in the same sleep rhythm.
Right.
So basically, isn't this crazy? In the U.S., mm-hmm. we have twice a year have interrupted our sleep rhythms for our entire life.
Yes.
It's a big deal. Like, that's a crazy big deal.
So they don't have this overseas?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Probably not.
Do you think that could ever actually happen where they just get rid of it altogether? I mean, it would have to be nationwide. It couldn't just be one place.
Yeah. No, it would have to be the whole thing. But
let's get on board, people. Let's come together. If not for anything, it's just for one more hour of sleep.
That'd be like a new political platform where that could be the thing. But then the offset of that is, all right, I'm never going to change the clocks. All right, I'm going to run for president. And there'll be less crime. There'll be better energy production.
Yes.
You'll feel great. You're hired, president.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the new platform.
We elect you.
All right. So it's 6:07, but body clocks are at 5:07 right now. So just a little shout out to all you body clocks out there.
So good morning.
Yeah, really.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
There's Sam Hunt, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. Who's hotter? Sam Hunt or Blake Shelton? You just got a full dose.
No, you can't ask me that after I just saw Blake live.
Sure, I can.
Because, then I'm going just this once. I feel like I'm going with Blake just because he put on such a good show.
Because you were right up front taking tons of video.
Because the talent that he has, oh my God. And the songs. He has got so many hit songs, whereas Sam Hunt, you know.
So it's not all about what you look like? It's something about talent, too?
No, you know, you learn
as
you get older.
There you go.
Need some depth.
On the way next, right after Old Dominion, they had a great show last night, the Strawberry Festival, to close down the Strawberry Festival. 6 myths you might still believe in. This is crazy. I believe in all of these, and they've now all been debunked. Stuff you've heard of as kids, and turns out none of this really.
Man.
These are myths, but you probably still believe them like I did.
Oh, I probably do. I'm so gullible.
I'm embarrassed by this. We'll read them to you next. QYK. A lot of you listening, you're gonna be like me. You're going to believe these myths because you were told these when you were young. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Adding salt to water makes it boil faster. You've heard of this before, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do this for pasta.
Actually takes longer to boil water with salt.
What?
It actually takes longer, but it's such a small difference that it doesn't really matter. So,
even on the box of pasta, it'll say add salted water, salted water.
That's like the salt industry teaming up with all these other companies being like, hey, could you just throw us a bone in there so we can sell
my
more salt?
Oh, my gosh.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. You remember hearing that as a kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do this all the time.
I hate that sound. I hate it.
And I can do it like repeatedly. Like,
stop.
Okay. And I remember hearing that. It says, no matter how many times your mom told you that one, scientists have not found a link. It's just not true.
I never crack my knuckles, but I really don't like this.
Now you could start. Doesn't hurt you.
I'm good.
Dropping a penny from a tall building can kill somebody.
Oh, I have heard that.
It's absolutely not true. It doesn't have enough mass. It would need to go a lot faster. It'd have to be dropped from, like, space. A penny, by the way, has never killed anybody being dropped from a building.
Oh, I always hear that, though. That I know. Even not a penny, but just if you drop something that it is just way heavier.
You drop a car. Yeah. You drop a car, but
piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Looney Tunes.
The sun is yellow. I remember as a growing up, right? They're like, the sun's yellow.
It's orange red, right?
It's not orange. It's not yellow. It's actually every color all at once.
What?
Yellow and orange, they're the wavelengths that get through to the atmosphere and reach our eyes. But when you're out in space looking at it, it's almost like a kaleidoscope. It is not one color. It's
no
all the
way.
Colors. Yeah. Juice cleanses rid your body of toxins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nope. Zero proof that they detoxify anything. The only thing that rids your body of toxins, your liver and your kidneys. That's actually what they're for.
Wait a second. So all these juice cleanses and the celery juice is the
thing. Oh, that's the big thing now. I know. It's all over my Facebook. I don't know why Facebook thinks I love celery so much, because it's all I see. Finally, your appendix is useless. Remember people say, oh, you don't need your appendix anyway.
Yeah, you can get it out, yeah.
Not really true. They've now found that it actually is home to helpful bacteria to fight off diseases. And as kids, it helps us with our white blood cells. So you need your appendix. It won't kill you if you don't have it, but it's not useless.
Oh, man, the more you know.
The more you know, man. That's
I've
our
been
big
salting water for my whole life.
It doesn't matter.
Pasta.
And throw all the pennies off the buildings you want.
There you go.
It's not going to hurt anybody.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, we've got a live PD update from Pasco County. Uh-oh. Live PD update. We'll tell you next what it is.
I hope they're renewing their contract.
We'll find out right after Carrie. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Happy birthday, Carrie Underwood, yesterday. She celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Yeah, 36 years old.
Man.
God, she looks good.
Really good. She just looks better and better.
I
better
know.
And better and better. Some people pull that off. I don't know what it is, but Carrie's figured it out. Good job, Carrie. Hope you had a great day. All right, so Saturday night, live PD. Man, live PD just sucks you in, especially everybody here in the Tampa Bay area. We watch it for Pasco County. Dan Abrams made the announcement on Saturday night. Enjoy watching Pasco County on live PD because they did not renew their contract with A&E.
Oh, womp, womp.
It's over. It's over. And apparently, this was not the network's decision. It was the sheriff's department. And they claim, the reason was is that they claim that they're one of the longest tenured on the show. They feel like it's time for them to move on and time for another department to be focused on. So, man, that was a bummer.
Yeah, why? I just don't understand why they wouldn't. Understand why they wouldn't want to do it. They got so much publicity.
And great publicity because the couple of the canine dogs that they showed all the time. And the one dog's named Shep, I think. I see him all the time on there. How do I know the name of the canine dogs?
Because you watch
live PD.
The show entirely
that's
too
what I'm
much.
So it's a shame, but no more live PD for the Pasco Sheriff's Department.
Isn't that part of the reason, though, that you loved it so much is because it was here?
Yeah, and I think, too, I get on Twitter sometimes and look, in Pasco County, there's just this thing that
there's some gem of stories
right.
out of
there's just this thing,
Pasco.
Anything could happen in Pasco County, and so I think that's made it fun for the national audience to watch it, too. But they're gone. It's over with.
Good luck finding a county that got as much going on.
It's not
going
to happen. No. They'll be back in a year. The network will be like, look, we just...
please take us back.
Can't find anyone as crazy as y'all, so you're back. All right. Jordan Davis on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, has there ever been a sign that somebody's marriage wasn't going to work out? Like, was there something you look back and you go, oh, yeah, that one thing, that was it. I'm going to tell you this story, Melanie's like deep in thought.
Well, yeah, because I'm sitting here.
Because you're planning a wedding. I know.
Well, not just me. I'm just thinking of all of my friends and one who recently got a divorce. And I was thinking, was there a sign before?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the story about the sign that I picked up on. And I was right. So you guys got to pick up on this sign, maybe. I'll tell you next after Miranda. QYK. All right, signs that you've seen at a wedding that the marriage probably wasn't going to work out. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so this was 15 years ago, maybe more.
Okay.
At a wedding, good friend of mine, and I'm really good friends with the bride. The groom, like, nobody liked. We just were like, just bad vibes, just everything, right?
No.
In the back of the church, way in the back, it was me as four of my buddies, we were back there taking bets.
This is awful.
I mean, actually pulling out money.
In the church.
Mark. That's how bad. Like, we didn't like this guy. But we had to, like, really support our friend. We just had to.
Well, you have to support them. Yeah. If it's what's making her happy and she's happy, you're not in the relationship.
Right.
That's all that matters.
But I look back years ago when there are people in the back of your church right before you're saying, I do, gambling, like pulling out money. But I won $250 because they didn't last.
Are you serious?
They didn't last 8 months. And I won.
Not even 8 months?
Nope. I called it. I mean, it's terrible I called it, but I did. But that's a sign when people are gambling at the church on how long the marriage will last. Bad sign.
That is a fear. I mean, I would be devastated if I found out that all these people really weren't supportive, that were there at the wedding, and the whole time they were placing bets on the demise of my relationship.
All right, should I tell her that we did it?
At this point?
Yeah.
And you're still friends with her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did anyone think to speak up at the time? I mean, did you guys ever
Of course we did, but we were there.
But before the wedding, did you ever say, hey, you know, everybody
We gave some hints. But yeah, you can't, when someone's in love, you can't talk them out of it. I mean, you know what I mean? It just, there's a line.
What good is it going to bring by mentioning it to her now? Okay. Hey, by the way, I knew your marriage was going to fail. We were actually placing bets on it. I'm going to say no.
All right, well, I already did tell her.
And Mark,
I'm just wondering what you would say, but I already did. And she actually was pretty cool about it. She laughed.
Well, because I think it's been a while.
She asked, how much did you win? I said, $250. She's like, oh, well. Like, and I was like, I know, I should have bet more.
Oh, my gosh. She goes, you're not betting on my wedding.
No.
Lies.
No, I'm not. I don't believe you. If I do, I won't be doing it, you know, in front of you or right next to you. Not like these people. Like, we had to because we just knew it at $250.
Oh, my gosh. Poor thing.
Any signs from your friends that, like it doesn't have to be at the actual wedding, but just things in general?
There was the one I'm thinking of. It was right before the wedding, and there were a couple of events where everyone should have been there from our friend group, everybody. And this couple consistently started showing up without each other, but they were still getting married, and it was just kind of weird.
It was strange.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Everybody else is here with their significant other, and you guys are never hanging out together.
It didn't work.
So, yeah, that was a sign. Oh, no, it didn't work.
Ooh, yeah. 800-992-1099. Signs that you saw at the wedding that things just weren't going to work out. I did get $250 out of it. And now it's positive. And my friend didn't have to live with a bad dude for more than 8 months.
Well, I guess.
That's wins for everybody.
Look at it glass half full.
Gambling at a wedding, not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
We'll get your calls on the way or your text. Signs it wasn't going to work out. It's QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Signs that the marriage wasn't going to work out.
Dun, 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 dun.
At the wedding. You notice something, you're like, yeah, this is a bad sign, and we're only at the wedding. A lot of time left in the game, and things aren't looking great. I said this one wedding is that we were gambling. We were actually gambling with cash. I mean, this was like putting money in an envelope.
So messed up.
Guessing the date and year that this wasn't going to work out. I won 8 months. I won $250. There's five of us. We all threw in 50.
Do you remember if they had that part where they said, if anybody objects, that they should stand up and say something now or forever hold their peace?
I don't, because I was too busy trying to make financial investments in the outcome of the wedding.
Okay.
I don't remember at all.
That is terrible.
I was too busy getting rich on their failure. But, you know, it was good it didn't work out, because sometimes it just doesn't work out. It was good. She's happy. Everybody's happy. So it's good. Let's talk to Marnie real quick in Clearwater. Signs it wasn't going to work out at the wedding, Marnie. What do you got?
So I went to this one wedding, and at the wedding, the groom was dancing with every woman there except the bride. And it wasn't even like standard wedding dancing either. I mean, they were all getting like club dancing. They were just getting down and dirty till the wee hours of the morning. And I can't think of a more obvious sign that wasn't going to work out.
Oh, that's I've never heard club dance. Like, that's kind of funny, Marnie. They were doing club dancing with women who were not the bride.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, club dancing with other women. Let's put that on the list.
Of your wedding.
Definite signs. Write that down. Club dancing. I'm going to use that. I like that. Club dance. Maddie and Tay on QIK.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Get ready. 7 minutes away. Luke Bryan. Oh, man, this is huge. Luke Bryan, Country Thunder. We got three-day passes, and we're hooking up with these platinum passes, too.
Yes.
Right up front. So your shot to win 7 minutes away on 99.5 QIK. Next, right after Chris Young, we'll drop this news on you. Free stuff.
Oh, I love free stuff.
How to get free stuff. We'll tell you next. QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Luke Bryan, Country Thunder, three-day passes in just about 4 minutes. There's other free things going on today, though, so take advantage of this. This made me really happy when you said this.
Yeah, so it's I'm getting people prepared today, but it's tomorrow, National Pancake Day. You can go get free pancakes at IHOP. So normally you'd go, you'd have to pay for a short stack of pancakes. They are going to be entirely free tomorrow. And here is the catch. It's not, oh, you have to buy something in order to get something. They're asking people to do what they're calling flip it forward. So kind of like pay it forward.
Yeah.
And you can pay whatever you want towards the short stack of pancakes. So, okay, $5 or whatever you got in your pocket. And they're going to donate that to children who are battling terminal illnesses.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, so that's IHOP tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, National Pancake Day.
That's great, especially for y'all in Pinellas who aren't working this week or aren't going to school this week. That's something to do. Parents are looking for something to do.
I'm like, what? We're not working this week? That's awesome. What am I doing here?
So maybe make that a thing tomorrow, all you Pinellas kids who are out on spring break. That'd be really, really, really cool. Plus,
free breakfast.
Yeah, and plus, like it's 7:37 right now. It looks like midnight outside.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like
way too dark.
Just show up to IHOP in your pajamas and just eat pancakes while it's still dark. That actually sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Then go home and go back to sleep.
Say,
yes.
And then curl back into bed.
Oh, I love it. All right, shout out to Luke Bryan. Tickets next on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so Luke Bryan, you know Country Thunder's coming. We've got 3 day passes. This is great. This is the platinum package, too. All right, so callers 9 and 10, we're going to play the world famous, and I mean by world famous, this is like the third time we've played it.
Yep.
Name game.
Do, 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 do.
I love it. That's the Mark and Melanie name game jingle.
Yeah.
All right, so
we like it.
One more time.
Do, 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 do.
If that doesn't get you excited to win, man, this is no hope for you. All right, Luke Bryan, Country Thunder, Luke Combs is there too, Toby Keith, Platinum Package, callers 9 and 10 for the name game, 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, we're playing the world-famous Mark and Melanie name game.
Do, 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 do.
Our contestants this morning that, I mean, I know they're honored to follow up that jingle, Melanie, that is... That you,
they should be.
You do so well. Carrie and Matthew. What's up, Carrie and Matthew?
Hey, good morning.
Not so much.
All right, guys. So you're playing the world famous name game. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a category, and you have to name as many things in that category as you can. We're going to start with Carrie because, Carrie, you called first. You were the ninth caller. Carrie will name one. Then, Matthew, you'll have 3 seconds to name another, and then we just go back and forth. You'll only have 3 seconds to name one. If you can't name one within 3 seconds, the other person wins.
And no repeats.
That's right. You can't repeat what somebody else said.
Ready?
Okay.
Playing for these platinum experience tickets to Country Thunder. This is really cool. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, and you're right up front, and you also have these executive restrooms. And then you got private food and beverage options.
You don't have to share restrooms with the general population there?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally VIP.
That's a good prize.
All right, Mark and Melanie, world famous name game. Here we go. We're going to start our clock. Carrie, you're going to start first. The category is dog breeds. Carrie, go.
Lab.
Doberman Pinscher.
Golden Retriever.
German Shepherd.
Pitbull.
St. Bernard.
Chihuahua.
Pug.
Poodle.
Shih Tzu.
3 seconds is up.
Oh.
Carrie, I'm sorry. Matthew, you just dominated the name game.
No way.
Way to know your dog.
Dude, you... I tell you, you both were awesome. It was like rapid fire for a minute.
Yeah, you guys went through those fast.
Matthew, congrats, man. You got that Platinum Experience Country Thunder. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, it's going to be awesome.
I am super excited. I had a really bad weekend, and y'all just made my Monday amazing.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
John Party, that's Night Shift, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, a lot of these like national so-and-so days, some of them are just kind of cheesy. And
there's always a day. It's like Grilled Cheese Day.
And a lot of times it's like more than one thing on every day.
Yeah.
But today there's one thing, and I think this is legit. It's National Napping Day. They did this, of course, because of daylight savings time has kicked in. Right now, here we are at 8:07, and it's still relatively dark outside at 8:07.
I know. It's weird.
It's just hard to wake up. Like, your body just can't wake up. The sun hasn't, like, you know, set your day, and you just...
It just feels a lot earlier, because a week ago at this time, it would be 7:07, and now it's 8:07.
I just, it's like, everybody in the hallway here at the radio station is just the same thing. They're like, I'm dragging. I can't get going. And I was actually reading, too, that this is becoming one of those days where people are taking days off of work.
Okay, similar to that's a little drastic.
Well, what do you think should be taken off of work more? Is it the day after the Super Bowl or the day or this day?
Oh, day after Super Bowl. For sure.
Because you're out partied late? Because you're
partied
late?
Yeah, because you want to stay up past halftime.
I know. But we legit lost an hour of sleep. Like, it got robbed.
I know. You just got to... Everyone's on the struggle bus this morning.
And
we're
you didn't
all
do anything.
Together.
You didn't go out. Like,
no.
You didn't just party your face off. Like, you just went to bed. This is the definition of getting stolen from. Like, that hour got stolen from you.
Totally. It feels like you're hungover, but you didn't even do anything.
You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't have any fun to pay the price.
You didn't do anything wrong.
So, National Napping Day. If you haven't left for work yet and you're like, wow, what's going on? They may want to call in and just take the day off, because a lot of people struggling this morning. Struggling.
Yep, I'm feeling it too.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you an hour of sleep back. At 8:20, we're going to meet a new puppy that needs a home. That'll give you an hour of sleep back.
Aww.
It's Mutt Monday. Pet Pal Animal Shelter's coming in from St. Petersburg, and they're going to bring a little pup. We've already seen him on Twitter.
He's
really
so cute.
So we got to help find him a home. 8:20, we'll do it. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK. Bud Doctor Forever Friend today.
Maybe the only thing that could have woke us up this morning, because at 8:22 right now, it feels like it's 5 o'clock in the morning, just because the sun and just, you know, daylight savings and everything like that. Maybe the only thing that could have woke us up was Pat and Cricket from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete bringing in a little puppy.
Ah, just for you guys.
Oh, my God.
She's
Melanie,
so cute.
Melanie's having a moral debate right now. She's having a struggle.
I know. I don't need another dog. I really don't. Not right now. But this dog is absolutely adorable.
Wait
so
a minute. Planning
mannered.
A wedding and having a puppy is not that stressful?
And finishing my degree and everything else I've got going on right now.
That's a little tough right now. I know.
Put a little flowers on and walk her down the aisle with you.
Oh, stop. You're making it
Cricket.
So much harder. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cricket the wedding planner.
Man,
I like
she's
it.
Laying it on thick.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All right. What's the puppy's name? I forgot. She's so
Aspen.
Cute.
Aspen.
Okay.
Aspen is going to get adopted, I feel like. I just know.
In about
know,
5 minutes.
2 seconds. Because she's so cute.
Old soul kind of dog, too. I mean, even though she's a puppy, she just looks. She's very intent on you.
Well, usually when I'm holding the puppies, they're gnawing on my sweatshirt
yeah.
or kind of biting at my hair,
oh,
earrings.
No, not her.
But
look at her. Look
no,
at that face.
She's
oh,
just like.
She gives little kisses.
Yeah, here to chill.
She's cute. All right, so listen, we're going to go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Even if you're not in the market to adopt a dog today, just brighten up your Monday and go check out this puppy.
I mean,
yeah.
She looks like a little boxer mix. So she's just, imagine a large boxer and then just shrink it down. Take a little shrink ray, shrink her down.
Oh, that's cute.
To about like 8 pounds. And
she's
that's
got
what
this,
you got.
This perfect white stripe down the exact center of her nose. It's crazy how like perfectly placed this white stripe is right down the center of her nose.
So cute.
Okay, she's ready to go. She's at Pet Pal. How old is she? Not that it really matters because she's so gorgeous.
Weeks.
Oh, boy, she's a baby, 10 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We're going to do a video. Come meet her. Likes and shares. It makes such a difference, y'all.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your support.
Thank you so much, you guys.
We'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Oh, gosh, look at her. Maybe I'll take her home. I don't know.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I'm 8:43 and the sun's thinking about coming out.
That's finally!
Daylight savings. It's thinking about coming out at 8:43. It feels like it is 6:30 in the morning right now. We lose an hour of sleep and it's just hard to wake up. It's just hard to get going.
It's just hard when it's dark outside. Now that it's getting daylight, I'm like, okay, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's finally starting. I think this is a funny story because, Melanie, you've been here for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recurring themes is that when you go into the ladies' bathroom here, there's like somebody who keeps talking to you.
Yeah, so working in radio, you know that you have a very limited window to go to the bathroom, by the way.
It's all done by songs.
Like, yes.
How many songs do I have to go to the bathroom? Do I have one song or two songs?
Yeah, and if you have one song, chances are you're not going to run, because the bathroom's not right here.
You've got
to run down the hallway and go out in the lobby.
You have to run really fast. Like, you must
if
go...
If you have one song.
One song, you have to go really bad. If you have two songs...
You're good.
Yeah, you feel better.
That's my normal window.
Right.
So, usually I have two songs, I go out there, refill my water, go to the bathroom. I don't have time, though, to sit in the bathroom and chit-chat with
people. Right.
Like, I got to be back. So every single day at this certain time, because I think it's after I've had two cups of coffee, I'm like, okay, I got to go. This person's in there. And they talk to me every single day. And like, even while I'm in the stall peeing, they like still are talking to me.
What's the icebreaker that she uses? Like, you're in the stall, like she knows it's you.
It's just like everybody in the hallway, except I'm actually going to the bathroom.
But she can't see
like,
you, right?
It's like, oh, daylight saving time.
And then, yeah.
How was your weekend? Oh, how was Blake Shelton? And I'm just like, I want to pee and then leave.
And then go.
But now we're having this whole conversation. And I just think once you close that bathroom door, maybe just stop talking to me for 2 seconds.
Right.
It's my alone time, but no.
I have seen on social media, apparently every office has this person that wants to talk to you while you're in the bathroom. Like, there's that one person in every office.
Well, when you guys are standing at the urinals, do you guys chat?
Oh, yeah, football.
Oh, you talk the whole time you're in
Kevin,
there.
Kevin, it's football at the urinal, right?
That's what you and I talk about.
Every
day,
pretty
much. That's what
you
talk about when you're not at the urinal.
Right.
That's
so
all you
it just
do is
so
talk
it's
about
appropriate
football.
To
right.
do it at the urinal.
Kevin, our relationship is very consistent.
Yes.
It revolves usually around pigskin. It's the football.
Okay, so here, what if you had to go into the stall for whatever reason?
Uh-huh.
Is the conversation continuing?
No. That's where the line has been drawn,
right?
The stall's like another country. Like, you're somewhere else. It's just not even, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel. I think once you close that door, that's your own space. I'm on an island by myself, but no, I'm not.
No, you got somebody that's really interested in having conversations with you in the bathroom. All right, Texas, if you have somebody in your office that's like this, the bathroom talker.
Is this normal?
Or stalker, yeah. Does this happen a lot? Cole Swindell's on now. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Happy birthday yesterday, Carrie Underwood. Is it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
36 years old.
She looks so good. I hope I look like that in 6 years.
Carrie Underwood, 36. Congrats. Carrie, hope you had a great day. I bet you did.
I wish I looked like that now, actually, now that I think of it.
Yeah, I actually wish I looked like Carrie Underwood. I think everybody wishes they looked like Carrie Underwood. It's just on the way next, if you're into Disney, this is big Disney news.
Yeah, especially if you got kids.
Some people happy and some people confused. Maybe unhappy.
Mm. Yeah, because you got to pay some money.
We'll tell you next. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, huge Disney fans. I'm actually surprised this didn't happen before, but it looks like just what you wanted is another subscription service to get Disney content.
Yeah, so it looks like right now they have a deal with Netflix and some of the other streaming services, but at the end of this year, they are not going to renew those deals, and they are going to be the only ones that are going to have Disney films, and not just Disney films either. All of their other companies that they own too. So Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, you're only going to be able to get them on this new streaming service that they're launching.
ESPN?
They have ESPN as well, but that's a separate thing. So they have like ESPN Plus or something as their streaming service. And then this is like Disney Plus. And
so if you want to watch, just to break it down, so I mean, like, I have five kids. They love Disney movies.
Yeah.
And we can watch them pretty much everywhere now.
Right. And pretty soon you're not going to be able to do that.
I got to subscribe to another.
You have to subscribe. But the good news is, and Kevin was telling me this, is that it's going to be less than a Netflix subscription.
It is.
But
they've already said it's going to be less than Netflix.
I get it, but it's in it. No one's giving up. It's in addition.
It's an addition because no one's going to give up Netflix.
No one's going to give up Netflix.
Because the adults want Netflix.
Right.
And now you have no option but to get this Disney streaming service to get the kids' movies. And not just that, but they are going to bring out a bunch of movies that were in the vault. You know how Disney has
the vault where stuff that you've never seen or heard about
yet.
Yeah,
there's no reason that it needs to be not available, but they hide it and then they release it.
The reason is when they launch a subscription service and you get to see it.
Exactly.
Now we know the reason, yeah.
So they're bringing out a whole bunch of movies from the vault. They're re-releasing a bunch of movies, but it's only going to be on their streaming service.
They're also going to have original stuff. So they've already announced there's going to be a Star Wars show on there that's separate from the movies. So it's an original.
A lot of exclusive
show.
Content.
Correct.
Exclusive stuff that we've never seen before.
Right.
And okay. So that'll be, yeah, that's cool. I'm honestly surprised they haven't done this already. Like, I'm just surprised.
Well, I think it's just taken some time because they've been so busy trying to launch that ESPN Plus thing.
Yeah.
And that was kind of struggling there for a while.
Well, we got to do it. You got to do it for the kids. You can't deprive your kids of Disney. So you have to do it, right?
I think they know that, though. They're capitalizing on the fact that you can only get the movies through them. They're
so smart.
How do you
have that conversation with your kids? Hey, Disney went away. There's no more Disney. That just wouldn't fly. So you just buy the subscription service.
Yeah, the answer is you don't ever do that.
Yeah, you never do that. Right. All right, Disney, you win. We're buying. We're in. Yeah. Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.